Programming Windows Azure Active Directory. Why would you even want to program against Windows Azure Active Directory in the first place? Well, it's a cloud-based directory service that's already used by large systems, like Office 365. It's used by administrators to control their team's access to Windows Azure resources. It can be used as the directory for both Windows Azure and indeed any internet-connected applications. It also allows you to federate access to any apps that you use it via your on-premises Active Directory, so it's a pretty flexible solution. It also has features that make it useful for all organizations, from huge multinational corporations to small and medium-sized businesses, educational and research establishments, and a myriad of other organization types. It's more of an organizational identity system, in contrast to the personal identity systems such as Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter, Yahoo, Google, and so on, where the users themselves are in control of their own identities. So in your company, let's say yourcompany.com, you become the administrator, and you can determine who gets an identity, and therefore what systems they can or cannot access. This level of control doesn't exist with, say, a Facebook identity, where the individual can change any attribute of their identity without reference to you. When you program against Windows Azure Active Directory, you can manipulate users, groups, relationships, and licenses at the moment. You can also set up single sign-on, or SSO, so that all the apps you have that are under the protection of Windows Azure Active Directory can benefit from a single login to your directory. The idea of this is to get you from 0 to 100 miles per hour in as short a time as possible. When thinking of potentially very large distributed systems like this, you no longer have to think about or procure servers, hardware, racks, network infrastructure. You no longer have to design the network site architecture, and you no longer need a large headcount to keep these systems running smoothly. All the service management of the directory service is done for you by Microsoft. You just look after the data you put in it. The benefits extend to the IT administrator. He can either use the online portal to manage the directory, or can automate certain processes using PowerShell commandlets. This leverages the common authentication mechanism and provides a familiar and common set of commands for his use. The developer can take advantage of the Graph API, which is exposed as a REST service, making it universal, accessible, and available on any platform. It also exposes common command verbs we all understand and can take advantage of the same common authentication mechanism the IT administrator can enjoy. Before you can program against Windows Azure Active Directory, you need to provision your application into the directory. This is done through a special object called a service principal, which describes your application. A trusted person, such as the administrator, creates the object, which will have an identifier called the app principal ID and a shared secret. The identifier and the secret are then copied into the application's configuration, and it's then as if the app and the directory have been introduced to each other. There's a link between them. There are three models concerning how this might work with directory owners and application vendors. 1. You create the update to the directory. It means you create the service principal and pass the coordinates to the vendor so they can update their configuration. 2. The vendor passes the coordinates to you, and you use them when you update the directory and create the service principal. 3. You give consent to the vendor to access the directory on your behalf. They redirect you to the consent page, which, if you agree, will allow them to create the service principal and update the directory with the coordinates. One particularly advantageous feature of the Graph API is called the differential query. The initial query specifies it is a differential query by asking for changes, but because it's the first query, a complete set of objects is returned plus a special update identifier called a skip token. Now let's imagine some other updates take place to a couple of objects. A new skip token is generated. Any subsequent queries you perform will be accompanied by the saved skip token you received when you first got your result set back. Windows Azure Active Directory now compares the skip token you presented in your query with the latest skip token it holds and sees a difference. It therefore returns the two user objects which have experienced changes since your last query. The third object is not returned because its state is exactly the same as the object you already have. You can see how this could save a lot of network and compute resources in a large, busy system. You can sign up for a free Windows Azure trial subscription at http://aka.ms/azure_trial. You can also sign up for a Windows Azure Active Directory tenant at http://aka.ms/waadsignup. And I blog regularly on Windows Azure topics at http://aka.ms/Plankytronics. That's Plankytronics with two X's. I'm logged into the portal in the traditional way, using a Microsoft account, George Lee. The account is shown in the top right corner as auxcurrent61426@live-int.com. Select Active Directory from the left-hand pane of the portal, then click Create Your Directory. You need to specify a domain name, in this case contozoonline.onmicrosoft.com, then specify your country and type in your organization name. Your directory is created. You can see here the Microsoft account I used to log into the portal, George Lee, has automatically been added to the directory. I'm now going to add a user. I have to specify if this will be a user with their own Microsoft account or an organizational account from within the directory. In this case, I'm adding Abhishek Mathur's live ID. Notice how I'm specifying he is to be a global administrator. If you want to see how to add a user from within the directory itself, you could watch the earlier video at http://aka.ms/waadcontrol. The next job is to provision an application into the directory, in other words, to add the service principal object. Click Integrated Apps and then Add an App. I'm going to add an app my organization is developing. I add the app name, and I now need to specify the type of access this app needs to the directory. I'll specify single sign-on and read directory data. I now have a simple property sheet to fill out. First the URL of the app, and then the app ID URI. On this page, you can copy the app ID URI and the location of the Federation metadata document, which you'll need later to set up single sign-on. You'll remember from the cartoon part of the video earlier that both the application and the directory need knowledge of the app principal ID. You can use this screen to copy it. It's called the client ID. Remember, there is also a secret. On this page, you can specify how long the secret is valid for and copy it to your paste buffer. Note how important it is to retrieve a copy, because you won't be able to retrieve it once you leave this page. In this example, I'm just keeping a copy in a text file. If you'd like full instructions on how to set up a Windows Azure AD app, go to http://aka.ms/AzureADApp. You'll need a Windows Azure subscription. If you don't already have one, you can get a free trial subscription at http://aka.ms/azure_trial.